You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere. Here are your hosts, Matthew Leach and Paul Hagan.
Hi, and welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, along with Paul Hagan. We'll be talking with MLB.com here with Bill Madsen in just a moment. Paul, the Nationals haven't played all that great lately, and yet they find themselves with a pretty healthy divisional lead.
Yeah, I think there are a couple things going on here. They're playing okay. They're taking care of their own business to some extent, but they're obviously benefiting by the fact that the Atlanta Braves have hit a skid here at exactly the wrong time.
Yeah, and that's one way to win a division, play decent and wait, watch the other guys fall behind. We're now joined by Bill Ladson of MLB.com. And, Bill, I have a really simple question for you. Why doesn't Bryce Harper respect the A?
I think this is not a story here, to be honest with you, Matthew. He just walked past it, made a little, a little scratch on it. But I just didn't see what the story was all about. I just didn't. And to me, it's obvious that the media is watching every move he makes. And I just think, personally, there isn't a story here.
There is a story, though, with and I agree. I'm having some fun here. There is a story, though, with Harper's bat. And we keep talking about this, but, you know, is this just a situation where when you deal with hand, wrist, thumb injuries, sometimes it takes a really long time for a guy to come back to full strength?
Yes, when it comes to Bryce Harper, yes, because, I don't know, it's been like over a month now since he's been back. And, yes, he has a high on-base percentage, but the average is not there. And I just think that, being out for so long is the reason he has not been hitting. So hopefully real soon, he'll start carrying the team and doing the things they expect him to do.
So for a team that's in first place and really now has a pretty comfortable lead, one area of concern in a bigger way seems to be the outfield. You know, Bryce Harper, as you said, not hitting the way he probably will at some point. Jason Worth now having the shoulder injury. How concerned are the Nationals about their outfield situation at this point?
I don't think they're really that concerned. I think they're concerned. I think it's obvious that they think that Bryce Harper will come out of it. He'll get out of the slump sooner or later. And with Jason Worth, they have a guy by the name of Michael Taylor, who in his major league debut has done a great job. And he played yesterday's game, hit a home run, went 2-for-4. And I don't think they're really worried about it. I think what they're worried about is overall the offense being consistent. And that has not been consistent for the last year and a half. So hopefully sooner or later things will really click with this offense.
Big part of the offense, obviously, is Ryan Zimmerman. Is there hope that he will be back later in the season and for the playoffs?
Well, they're hoping he's ready for the playoffs. I personally don't think he'll be there for the regular season. I think he'll be ready as far as the playoffs are concerned, and we'll see what happens. I know he's, working on the treadmill right now, but that's as far as it's gone so far.
Bill, you wrote recently in a game story, and it's hard to argue based on performance this year, that the ace of this staff right now is Doug Fister. Two things. One, what's going on? I mean, he's been a very good starter for a while, but I'm not sure he's ever been quite this good. What's going on that's made him so effective this year? And two, if they get there, does he start game one?
He should start game one. To me, that's a no-brainer. In my opinion, Matthew, the reason he's been so good, I think it helps that he has great defense behind him. I mean, even some of the players have said it, that he works fast. He just gets the job done. They know that they could be active with him on the mound. So that's the bottom line. I think he has great defense. He has great location. If you talk to him about it, he always says it's a great defense because he's not a strikeout guy. And I'm just telling you, it's pretty much the defense that's doing the job for him.
Let's take that a step further. Assuming that Matt Williams does have the luxury of setting up his rotation for the postseason, how would you see it lining up after Fister in game one?
Oh, without a doubt, I think it's going to be Tanner Roark, Jordan Zimmerman, Strasburg, and then Gio. I'd be surprised. You know, the way the playoffs are set up these days, I'd be surprised as of right now if Gio was in this rotation. I would be surprised if he was made a reliever the way he's pitching now. And, you know, and Strasburg will definitely get a start. But right now, that's the way I would do it.
But one more thing on Fister, because I'm fascinated by the year he's having. He's always been a guy with good control. You know, he's always been a guy who didn't walk a lot of guys. But his walk rate this year is insane. He's basically walking one guy every nine innings. Is there something mechanical he's found? Is it? I mean, that can't be purely approach. What's going on that he's had, I mean, an almost impossible walk rate over 111 innings?
You know, we have asked him so many times, you know, why are you having this good year? And every time he comes back with, it's the defense. He has not revealed anything to any of us. And it's been amazing because, you know, usually what I find amazing is that, like I said earlier, he's not a strikeout guy. And you look at Mike Rizzo's history with pitchers. He loves guys who are strikeout guys. And this guy is definitely not one of them. But he just gets the job done and comes down to location.
So do you think he benefits from being in a rotation where he gives the hitters a little bit of a different look?
I think that helps because if you look at everybody else in that rotation, with the exception of Zimmerman, everyone else throws extremely hard. So I think that definitely helps. And, you know, most of them have never seen Fister before because he's been in the American League. So I think that does help.
So we had talked recently about how important the series against the Braves was going to be. Nationals lose two out of three, but seem to have shrugged it off and are moving along just fine.
Yes, and, you know, personally, I think it's over. I think the Nationals are going to win the division. You know, you look at the Braves, you wonder how the Braves are just above 500 because hitting-wise, they're not very good. They don't have a leadoff hitter whatsoever. Starting pitching is okay, I guess, but to me, they're not at full strength at all.
One of the things I noticed is that Matt Williams said he was going to try to get a little more starting time for Danny Espinosa at second base. What is the thought process there, and how do you see that playing out?
Well, you know, he stopped short of saying he was going to platoon him and Asdrubal Cabrera. But you know what, though? Matt Williams has always loved Danny Espinosa, loves his defense. And since he showed that he could hit right-handed, I guess the way Matt Williams is saying, you know, why not give Espinosa a chance against lefties? So as of right now, since Cabrera has been here, Cabrera has not faced a lefty. So, you know, we'll see what happens as the weeks go by.
Well, one guy who's kind of quietly put together a really nice year is Wilson Ramos. I mean, he's a guy they haven't had for a full season in 3 years, and he's missed some time this year. But how big a part of what they do is he for a guy who, on a team filled with stars, doesn't really get a whole lot of mention? I mean, in part because he's spent so much time.
Yeah, I mean, if you talk to Matt Williams, I'll bet he'll tell you that Wilson Ramos is his most important player because of the way he can hit all over the field, hit to right field especially. And there's no question, whenever he's out, Matt Williams will basically say, we miss Wilson Ramos because of the power is missing. So I believe that he is arguably the most important player. But not only that, he's a great defender behind the plate. He can throw out runners. He's a pretty good defender out there. And the pitchers love him as far as calling a game. So he's been phenomenal whenever he's healthy.
Bill, I think Matt Williams had to be considered a bit of a question mark coming into the season because he hadn't managed in the big leagues before and had very little managerial experience. What has he done that's impressed you the most this year?
Well, it's obvious to me that he's not afraid of the players. Number one, here's a guy, Bryce Harper, who's from Nevada, same place as Matt Williams. He doesn't care. If you're not hustling, you're not going to play. He's not afraid to bench Bryce Harper, for example, against certain lefties. So, I mean, and you know, if you remember under Davey Johnson, sometimes Bryce Harper would have an attitude problem, throw bats and helmets and all that stuff. But it's obvious to me that Matt Williams is the boss, and he calls the shots. And I think the proof of that has been with Bryce Harper all year long. You know, when he said that he should play center field over Denard Span, we've never seen Bryce Harper play center field at all this year. So I think that says something.
Bill Ladson, thanks for taking a few minutes to join us here on MLB.com Extras.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.